Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Melina. How can I help you?
I was on my phone last night and had done that postal service survey, and then there were the supposedly rewards that you could receive, and I had put my all my credit card information and everything else in it, and then decided at the last minute when I read the possibility of recurring charges, and I wasn't sure what charge could be recurring, but I didn't think I completed it, but I'm trying to make sure that I didn't actually sign up for something that I really don't want to do.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up your account?
What would you like first?
Your zip code.
06437.
Thank you, ma'am. And what's your first and last name?
First name is Sheila, and the last name is Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, so I haven't pulled up an account with that name, ma'am. So can I, is there, let's see here. Maybe there's another way we can pull up your account. And okay, let me just verify that you said the zip code was 06437. The first
that
name
is
Sheila Lee.
That is correct.
All right. Well, let me try one more thing here.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can find your account with your email address.
Okay, it would be my last name, Lee, L-E-E, then the zip code 06437 at sbcglobal.net.
All right, so I have Lee 06437, sbcglobal.net. At sbcglobal.net.
Yes, S is in Sam, B is in boy, C is in Charles.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, and just bear with me while I'm searching for this. I don't know why I'm having such a difficult time pulling that up. I do apologize.
That's fine. That could mean that it just didn't go through.
That's probably what it is then. Did they send you an email confirmation with the order number?
No, they did not.
Okay, then yes, ma'am. Your order did not go through.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you. Can you tell me why there would be a recurring charge in something like the Vibe watch offer?
Oh, see, what they do is when you sign up and pay shipping and handling, they give you a 14-day free trial, and you can call us and we can extend the trial, you know, if shipping takes a long time and you haven't had a chance to try the watch. And then, so you're getting the watch for free for that 14 days.
Okay.
But the product is not free. They do charge you the retail price at the end of your trial, whether it's 14 or extended to 30 days. Then they charge you the retail price for the watch.
Okay, I got you.
But we can take, like, discounts off of it. You know, if you wanted to sign up and get back in and then give us a call back, we could offer you a 35% discount on the watch, and I'd be willing to extend your trial out, you know, 30 days instead of 14 days, giving you some time to receive the product and then, you know, actually be able to physically have it in hand and try it, you know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay, no, I actually was going to give it to my son, so I'm fine if I don't have it. So, but thank you for that help. That was really helpful because I couldn't figure out what it would would be, and it's not presented that way, you know, so.
Well, there's only one, you know, it's just one straight sale after the 14-day free trial, and I would be willing to take off 35%. So if you want to get that as a gift for your son, that would reduce the price of the watch to, like, you know, almost half. It's not that expensive. And then on top of that, you know, we can give you some other few things. I think that we can send you, like, free products and stuff. I have to look at the company's page and make sure. Okay, yeah, we can send you, like, a free pair of earbuds and things like that. Maybe he'd like that as well. So if you want to sign up, you know, call back. And, if you know, if you decide you don't like it, you can always call and cancel while you're still in trial to avoid the charges.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help. You really did a good job.
Yes, ma'am. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.